Milwaukee County officials are taking significant steps in planning for a possible bus rapid transit or BRT route in Milwaukee. County officials are bringing in consultants to start planning a route and to look for federal and state funding.
Joining us now to discuss the project is Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee. Joe, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What do we mean when we say bus rapid transport?
So bus rapid transit is a type of bus service that tries to really mimic rail service by providing a faster, more convenient type of service, similar to a light rail system or even a subway system. So some of the key features of bus rapid transit are that buses operate in exclusive lanes, so there's no other traffic slowing them down. They stop less frequently. The stations tend to be allow for a level boarding, so the process of getting on and off buses is faster. You pay your fare before you get on, so there's not, again, the time waiting at each stop for people to pay. So a lot of features are combined to try to really make a fast service more like a rail service.
This is something we don't really see here yet in Wisconsin, but how common is it in other cities around the country?
Well, it actually got started back in the 70s in Brazil. The first system was started there, but now it's become more and more common in the U.S. and around the world. There's now probably around 10 cities that have really high quality or pretty high quality bus rapid transit services, and a lot more that are planning for it or that are kind of lifting their express bus routes towards a bus rapid transit type service.
You've been making the case for improved bus service for some time now, and with bus rapid transit being a top priority, maybe the best case. Why do you see BRT being a good fit for Milwaukee?
Well, there's been a long debate on transit in Milwaukee. There's been attempts in the past to try to develop a light rail system, and it's possible that that could happen in the future still, but bus rapid transit is a much more affordable way to provide a rapid transit service. So because Milwaukee has some financial challenges still with the transit system, we don't have any dedicated funding currently for transit. That's a long-term issue that needs to be addressed. But because of the situation we're in right now, having a bus rapid transit type of service can be an affordable way to provide a type of transit that just doesn't exist currently.
How much faster would this be than a standard bus ride around the route we're talking about, which we'll get into in just a minute?
Well, we looked at examples around the country, and tends to be around 25% time savings when a real high-quality service is put in place. That can vary a lot. It can be, probably anywhere from a 10% time savings to a 50% time savings, depending on the corridor and the features of the system.
Well, take us down the route. Where are you looking at maybe having this first BRT line, bus rapid transit line, in the Milwaukee area?
Well, in our research, we looked at the east-west corridor, basically downtown Milwaukee out to Wauwatosa, where the regional medical center is, because for a number of reasons, there's the downtown and the regional medical center are the two biggest employment centers in the Milwaukee area, so this would connect those two centers. It currently is the busiest transit corridor, Wisconsin Avenue, going through downtown Milwaukee and west. There's about a three-mile stretch of Wisconsin that is the busiest corridor already. There's 17 different bus routes operating on that corridor. And then another reason why this area is a good place to look is because there's a planned reconstruction of I-94 coming in a few years, and so there's a possibility of having alternative options for people when all of that construction is taking place to be able to travel east and west through the corridor.
Talking to Joe Pietrangelo, he's with the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee, looking at the idea, a proposal for bus rapid transit to serve the Milwaukee area. You mentioned this is a more affordable option compared to light rail, but it's not free. What kind of infrastructure changes would have to happen to make an effective bus rapid transit route?
Well, it depends on how the system is designed, but there would need to be changes to where stations are. There would need to be some significant improvements. The stations tend to be spaced farther apart, but they tend to include a lot more amenities for passengers, including the ability to pay at the station. So there would be machines set up where people would pay before they board. I have to say that the county is really working on this, so a lot of the planning and design of it depends on what they ultimately include in the system. But when we've looked at examples from around the country, the cost tends to start up a bus rapid transit line tends to be in the $5 to $10 million per mile range, which is compared to like a light rail system where the cost tends to be more in the $30 to $50 million per mile range.
And you mentioned the county taking lead on this. As I understand it, they kind of surprised you with the enthusiasm for bus rapid transit.
Right. So we put out this report in March of last year, and there has been other organizations that have looked at bus rapid transit for Milwaukee in the past, including our regional planning council. But yeah, in June, the county executive made a proposal to actually plan for a bus rapid transit route. And currently, they have an RFP out for a consultant that would actually work to plan the route with community involvement and working with the city of Milwaukee, the city of Wauwatosa, the county, the state, and other stakeholders to really plan how would the route look and who would be served, what would the ridership be. And then ultimately they would be preparing a plan that they would submit to the federal government as they're seeking federal funding to really help start up the route.
Speaking of stakeholders, I understand there was some support from UW-Milwaukee regional planning students. Can you tell us how they got involved?
Yeah, the urban planning program, two professors at UWM led a workshop that was exclusively focused on bus rapid transit for Milwaukee. What are the potential for it? How would it maybe look? And so, yeah, the students worked on designing an initial route. This initial route we've talked about from downtown to the regional medical center, and they also looked at kind of a bigger system and kind of envisioning, you know, if we started with this route, where could an eventual system connect the region more fully? So one of the big things that they added was the design element, because they showed what a station could look like. They showed how the dedicated lanes could look and how that would work with the flow of regular traffic and parking on the corridor. So that really helps people to imagine what it could look like.
Is there hope for state or federal financial support for this?
Yeah, so most bus rapid transit projects are supported in terms of the startup costs with a federal grant. Typically, the New Starts or Small Starts program. And what the county, Milwaukee County, is planning is to apply for a Small Starts grant that would help start up the project. So it would pay for 80% of the startup costs. As far as the state does not typically fund capital transit projects. However, there is an opportunity potentially because of this reconstruction of the east-west I-94 corridor that the state could potentially use some funding in that project for mitigation. So they would potentially put some money into a transit service as an alternative option for people during the construction.
And then I guess the big question, Joe, is if you build it, will they come? As I understand, there are some people who will always ride bus, either because of financial necessity or because of choice. Some people are going to drive a car, no matter what's out there for them, for that middle ground. Is this an option speedy enough that people are going to say, okay, I'm going to take the bus instead of the car?
Exactly. And that's where, with bus rapid transit, you do have the potential to make buses much more competitive with the automobile in terms of speed. Also, because there is a chance that people will be introduced to transit who don't currently use it because of the whole I-94 reconstruction project, there is a chance to move people from cars to buses potentially. But really, this planning process that is about to get more underway with the county hiring a consultant to really work on the planning, they're going to be looking at, what is the ridership potential? What do we actually expect this type of service to produce in terms of ridership? And those figures have to really be competitive with projects around the country if we're going to receive the federal support that we're looking for.
Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee, talking to us about the proposed bus rapid transit project.
Coming up, our guest says the shifting demographics in America have given Democrats the majority they need to win elections and influence policy. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. There's more coming up on Central Time, and join us at 8 o'clock tonight for the PBS Democratic Presidential Debate. NewsHour co-anchors Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff moderate the debate live from the UW-Milwaukee campus. That's the PBS Democratic Presidential Debate tonight at 8 on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network.